It's Tuesday, the 20th of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. The second oil and gas conference opens in Windhoek today, continuing until August 22, organized by the Economic Association, with backing from several partners, including the National Petroleum Corporation, as well as the Mines and Energy Ministry. The event will discuss the oil and gas sector's potential, opportunities and risks. Jason Kathuto, the chairperson of the Economic Association of Namibia.
Day one of the Namibia Oil and Gas Conference. The delegates who have subscribed will be trickling in soon. Of course, we have experienced an oversubscription, but we found ways to mitigate around that in order to be able to give everyone the comfort they deserve. And we're just really looking forward to the robust discussions and engagements that will be taking place, coupled with the masterclasses that kick off the conference on day one today, and of course, the official opening.
Walvis Bay's Corridor Group has issued a warning to the transport and logistics sector abroad about the Mpox outbreak. The group highlights the outbreak is nearing trading partners in the Southern African Development Community, with cases already reported in DRC and South Africa. Maria Polis, Marketing and Communications Manager at the group.
We've urged all our stakeholders to be on high alert and extremely cautious, while also adhering to the prescribed safety protocols. We further urge our stakeholders to remain calm and avoid panic as we navigate through this outbreak. The Walvis Bay Corridor Group, with the support from SADC, we have cross-border wellness clinics along all the key corridors connected to our neighboring countries. We offer free assistance at our wellness clinics, and we encourage truck drivers and industry players to visit our clinics for prompt assistance.
In South Africa, AfriForum has welcomed the Gauteng High Court's decision to block energy regulator NERSA's appeal for municipality electricity tariff hikes. Court deemed the planned increase unlawful, rejecting the organization's application. AfriForum's Morne Mostert emphasizes the need for municipalities to submit cost of supply studies to justify tariff hikes. He says the court ordered that unauthorized rates be reverted pending submission reviews.
This ruling is a great victory for transparency and accountability for all electricity consumers in South Africa. And it's important to note that municipalities must now apply the 2023 financial year's electricity tariff retroactively from 1 July 2024.
Senegal has formed a commission of legal, tax and energy experts to reassess and potentially renegotiate its oil and gas contracts in the national interest, as announced by Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko. Reuters says this move follows President Bassirou Diomaye Faye's election victory in March, who has pledged to audit and, if necessary, renegotiate contracts with foreign operators to better serve the country's interests. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel pushing for a peace deal with Hamas. He says this is the best and possibly last opportunity, but distance remains between the two sides. Corresponding for us is Caroline Malone.
Blinken held a positive meeting with Israeli President Isaac Herzog and 3 hours of talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But real challenges remain to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Israel want the end of Hamas. Hamas wants a permanent, not temporary, ceasefire. This is amid concern over a retaliatory attack by Iran for the killing of a Hamas leader in Tehran, presumed to be by Israel, and continued violence on the border between Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah. Caroline Malone, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.